This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for April 13th. I'm Paul Plack. NASA yesterday announced the final retirement home for four space shuttles. Enterprise goes to the Intrepid Sea, Air, and Space Museum in New York. The Smithsonian's Udvar-Hazy Center in Virginia will be the new home for Discovery. Endeavour will go to the California Science Center in Los Angeles. And Atlantis will be displayed at the Kennedy Space Center Visitor Complex in Florida. An Air France Airbus A380 taxiing for takeoff collided with a Comair Bombardier CRJ-700 taxiing to a gate at JFK Monday night. There were no reported injuries. The new David J. Hurley Air Traffic Control System Command Center in Warrenton, Virginia, is now fully operational. An amended STC has been granted to Cav Aerospace to install the TKS Fiki system in the Bonanza G-36. The Science Applications International Corporation has been awarded a prime contract to provide IT services to the FAA, DOT, and other federal agencies. It could be worth up to $156 million. The president of the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce wants the city and Winnebago County to drive development of an aviation business park adjacent to Whitman Regional Airport. Flight Design has developed full hand controls for its CT line of light sport aircraft. The option costs $4,000, and the company has donated one set to Able Flight. AIA says the American public is strongly in favor of next-gen ATC, although that conclusion doesn't exactly match the question on the survey. And SAS, the Swedish airline, will phase out the MD-80 and Boeing 737 Classic in favor of the 737 Next Generation airliner. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, ANN's Jim Campbell asks Brad Hayden of Aspen Avionics about the upcoming synthetic vision option for the Evolution flight display. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.